5.18. 1. Our next story comes from Austria, where the perfect wedding was ruined by a joke. The bride, 27-year-old Tina Albrecht, and her fiancé, Dietmar Koch, wanted to get married at a beautiful castle in Steyr, a small town in Austria. There was just one problem. When the registrar asked Tina, "Do you take this man to be your husband?" she replied, "No, I don't." Tina was just joking because she wanted to bring a bit of humour into the ceremony, and of course she immediately corrected herself and said, "No, sorry, I do." But by then it was too late. Unfortunately for Tina and Dietmar, the law in Austria says that if either the bride or the groom says, "I don't," the wedding must be stopped, and it can't be held again for at least 10 weeks. As a result, the entire wedding was cancelled and all the guests were sent home. Miss Albrecht said, "Now we have to wait until March before we can try again." She added, "Looking back on my joke, I suppose it was probably not so funny." 2.
Finally, here's an unusual story about a wedding disaster in Tokyo. It seems that the groom, 39-year-old Tasuhiko Kawata, got a very bad case of wedding nerves the night before his wedding. According to the police, Mr. Kawata decided he wasn't ready to get married. So what did he do? At 2:30 in the morning, he went to the hotel where the ceremony was going to take place and set fire to it. Kawata was arrested after hotel staff told the police that he had phoned that afternoon saying he was thinking of cancelling the wedding. He told a Japanese newspaper, "I thought if I started a fire, I wouldn't have to go through with the wedding."
3.
Up next, we go to a small town near Chicago where an ordinary wedding has ended very strangely. In fact, it ended before it ever began. The problem started because the groom, Timothy Thompson, was late for his wedding. He was also very excited. As a result, when he got in his car, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, to drive to the church, he ended up driving at 100 miles per hour. According to the police, not only was he driving way over the speed limit, but he was also driving dangerously, changing lanes, and at one point almost crashed. When the police finally caught up with him in the parking lot of the church, Timothy explained that he was only speeding so that he could get to the church before the ceremony began. But the police were not in a romantic mood, it seems. They arrested him and took him to jail, and the wedding was cancelled.